Fuck you, stupid ass noob.
Fuck you, you're all fake ass white human D user.
I'm not a fucking
Are you making fun of me?
Yeah.
Fuck that ass white human D, you faggot.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Chewing out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all shooting some ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air."
I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, yo, it's bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass.
Is this what the people of Bel-Air living like? This might be alright.
Oh, wait, I hear the Percy Bourgeois and all that. Is it the type of place they send this cool cat?
I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope it's prepared for the Prince of Bel-Air.
I think I can meet you again, but you gave me your phone number and that's it. So I don't know how to get a hold of you, but you really, I want to meet you.
Well,
the plane landed and when I came out, there was a dude looked like a cop standing there with my name out.
I'm trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like Mike had disappeared. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the mic was like the cracking and it's nice in the bed.
If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I'm not gonna forget it. Yo, home to Bel-Air! I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, "Go home, smell you later."